Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today, Thursday podcast, USDA Report Day. It's the 12th of September, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, and Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller are here with the news, including an important message about safety on our roads as Indiana harvest season is about to get very busy. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is watching Hurricane Francine to see what remnants may impact Indiana. And the Wednesday grains and oilseeds all gained a little ground ahead of today's September crop report. Tom Fritz is here with market analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today podcast, brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit them at ffbt.com. This is the Hat Thursday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Attention Indiana farmers, have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
Keeping safety in mind this harvest season and to comply or not to comply with California's Prop 12. I'm CJ Miller and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, harvest season is here and that means sharing the road with Indiana's 94,000 farmers and their slow-moving equipment to get your food out of the ground. Eric Pfeiffer has more.
Thanks, CJ. State agencies are asking motorists to be alert and patient to make sure everyone gets home safely this harvest season.
You know, it's interesting. As a farmer, you really focus on safety with the things that you have control of, you know, the mechanical issues that you might touch. But it is interesting when you get out on the road, there's a lot of things that are out of our control. So we can do what we can, but we also need help from the public to do their part.
That's Indiana State Department of Agriculture Director Don Lamb, who also farms in Boone County. He appears in a new harvest safety video alongside Amy Kinsler with Keystone Cooperative to promote patience and safe driving this harvest season. Kinsler says people may not realize just how large this equipment is until they're right up on it.
This equipment is quite large. It's quite difficult to navigate. It's not as easy as just pulling your passenger car off the side of the road to allow someone to pass. And so, again, coming back to that patience and understanding that the farmer and the Keystone employee or any retail employee, we're trying to get off the road and out of your way as quickly as we can. So being aware of that and allowing us the time to do it. We have a lot of folks that help us by they pull over for us and they help us get past them, which we appreciate greatly. But just being aware of where they're pulling over, what's across the road from them. Is there a mailbox over there or a telephone pole that might keep us from being able to get by still even with the size of our equipment is really an important consideration and we appreciate it greatly when the public does that.
Farmers will pull over when it's safe to do so. Please don't pass in a no-passing zone or within 100 feet of any intersection, railroad crossing, bridge, elevation structure, or tunnel. And please avoid tailgating. Lamb says while driving, be on the lookout for the slow-moving vehicle sign.
That familiar triangle that you see a lot of times today with modern equipment has been replaced with beacons and flashers, and we look like a Christmas tree going down the road. But really, that sign might be the only thing on an older piece of equipment still that's still moving at a very slow rate of speed.
And that sign means they don't move any faster than 25 miles per hour. The latest available data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration shows that in 2022, four vehicles were involved in crashes with farm equipment in Indiana, which resulted in one death. Watch and share the harvest safety video on our social media channels at Hoosier Ag Today on Facebook and X, and let's all get home safely this harvest season. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Time is running out to earn more for your acres. The Soil and Water Outcomes Fund pays farmers to begin or expand on-farm conservation, like reduced tillage and cover crops. Last year, they paid farmers an average of $33 per acre. They offer one-year contracts, and 50% is paid prior to verification. Get paid to reduce erosion, improve your soil health, and more. Hurry to their website to request a payment estimate. TheOutcomesFund.com. That's TheOutcomesFund.com.
Well, pork producers are asking for help from Congress when it comes to California's Prop 12. Sabrina Halverson has more.
National Pork Producers Council President Lori Stevemer of Minnesota says the NPPC continues to look to Congress to force a change to California's law.
The Supreme Court said that Congress has the authority to assert its interstate commerce power. That's what we're asking. So one state does not tell another state how to raise their pigs, but really hoping that we can get that federal solution through the Farm Bill.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
And I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Get ready for the 62nd Annual Farm Science Review, September 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's more than a farm show. Explore over 600 exhibitors providing equipment, services, and education for farms of all types and sizes. Tickets can be purchased at participating OSU Extension offices, agribusinesses, and online. FSR.osu.edu to buy your Farm Science Review tickets now and plan your show visit. The 62nd Farm Science Review. View September 17, 18, and 19.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We're watching the remains of Francine move north here today. A large part of Indiana turns out partly to mostly sunny, very warm, a little bit more humid, but dry here through your Thursday. Clouds will be increasing late this afternoon and early evening in southwest Indiana as Francine sets up the low in the boot heel of Missouri area through the overnight tonight. That's going to put scattered showers and thunderstorms into southern Indiana first. Through the overnight and into tomorrow morning and midday, that rises all the way into central Indiana. I think moisture makes it to the Hoosier Heartland Corridor in U.S. 24. South of there, we can see anywhere from a quarter to probably one and a quarter inches or so of showers and thunderstorms. The northern third of the state, I don't think, sees anything. And we'll get back to full sunshine very, very quickly in the north. So, yes, some offshoot cloud cover, but definitely seeing some sunshine north and up into Michigan and northwestern parts of Ohio. So Francine just runs out of gas before getting here. Now we see lingering moisture in southwestern and southern parts of Indiana through Saturday, maybe even into southwest and west central Indiana into early Sunday morning. Then a little bit of Francine makes it through northern Illinois into Wisconsin and kind of arcs around through the Great Lakes, but it doesn't bring moisture into the rest of the state. So over the weekend, that Saturday, Sunday period, I think a large majority of Indiana sees mixed clouds and sunshine, at least with no additional moisture. The moisture is going to be where we laid it out just a little bit ago. Now moving into next week, Monday, Tuesday, not looking at a whole lot going on, partly to mostly sunny, very warm, very humid. Some heat-based instability is definitely worth talking about, but also worth talking about, I think we've got another tropical system that's going to be trying to take aim early in the week at the Carolinas. And it may have just enough push to make it across the Appalachians and move into Ohio. So I'm calling for some rain at midweek in Ohio next week. And I mention this because it might be able to back its way into eastern counties of Indiana as well. So there's a chance for some moisture in eastern Indiana next week. And then that sets up the atmosphere with the heat-based instability from early on to see likely a few showers and thunderstorms with the system coming out of the upper Midwest and Great Plains for next Friday afternoon through Saturday. I think we have a good shot at rain there. Now, is any of this rain soon enough to help crops? Probably not anything more than some very late planted beans. Otherwise, I just would say this might be our first potential interruption in harvest on a grand statewide scale. Yes, Francine will interrupt things here later this week into the weekend in the south, but I think the system for late next week into the weekend of the 21st, 22nd could have a more wide-ranging delay impact. We'll see. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Gains in corn, soybeans, and wheat ahead of USDA's report coming up Thursday. This is Hoosier Ag Today and the Wednesday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubanks. Settlements coming up. First, we have market analysis to find out what happened during the trading session. I grabbed that from Tom Fritz of EFG Group in Chicago at the end of trade. Tom, the market's really just chopping around a little bit on Wednesday, getting set, obviously, for the USDA September crop report noon Eastern time on Thursday. Not a whole lot of movement, but we do finish on the plus side.
Okay, you're right about that. But chopping around, personally, I call it jerking around. We're just waiting to see what the USDA has to say. And I wonder, does it come down to, some folks are thinking we're going to see some reductions in yield, some minor reductions in harvested acres. Others are looking for unchanged. Very few people are looking for a bump in yield, but you never know. So it comes down to how big is the crop? Not what kind of reductions are we going to see, but how big is the crop? And then we're going to go look at what can the USDA lay out as far as demand. And I think that's where, one of the more bearish, it adds to the bearishness, because you look at the spreads that we've got in corn, wheat, and beans. Spreads are wide, lots of carry, and that's indicative of a lack of demand. So I follow basis levels. The interior basis levels continue to be on the defensive. Well, they're going to be on the defensive because we're moving into harvest very, very shortly. But, export basis, I tried to firm for a while on low draft levels, but has since been easing. And I think that's, partly due to the hurricane coming up the Mississippi Valley. Will help some of those low draft levels in the lower miss. Bottom line is, we're going to wait to see what the USDA says tomorrow, but I really question, can they give us anything that gets these markets out of the doldrums? My biggest fear, I like to see movement. I like to see volatility. But I'm afraid that the only volatility we're going to see is on the downside. It'd be nice if we just settle into a trading range affair, but I'm not sure that's going to be the case. Somebody asked me earlier this morning, what was the largest soybean carryout that we've ever seen? And they alluded to it was something close to a billion bushels. The largest carryout we've ever seen is the one the USDA for soybeans, the one that they gave us last month at 560 million bushels. Prior to that, the largest carryout was in the 17-18 marketing year, in March of 2018, at 555. It's like, okay, we're looking at some new precedent here. And back then, soybeans... they went down to, they flirted with $8. I think it's a little bit different this time, this time around. But you never know. You never know. But the bottom line is, as far as I'm concerned, corn markets, I'd like to say the corn market's going nowhere fast, that our low is in place. Wheat is probably the least bearish of the three agricultural commodities that we have here on the Chicago Board of Trade. And one of the reasons I say that is that the world market for wheat, it's getting a little tighter. I've been reading almost on a daily basis for the last week or so that Ukraine wheat prices are starting to edge higher. European wheat prices would love to move higher, but they have no business. They have a short crop, but they have no business. It's the Russians that continue to keep the clamp on world wheat prices. And, you know, what was it the other day? One of the Russian consultancies came out and said, oh, yeah, we're lowering the wheat crop to 82.5 million tons, down from 83.3 million tons, which to me is nothing. And, you know, USDA's had them pegged at 83 million tons for the last, what, 2 months, I believe. So, you know, I question, you know, where can wheat go on the upside? But I do think, you know, as I mentioned, it's the least bearish of the three ag markets that we have. And soybeans, you know, it's my fear is we're just biding time around this $10 mark. You know, we've had a nice bounce from the 955, 960 level basis November. But now, you know, it looks like the market's run out of steam. And so we're marking time here. And I really don't think the USDA can give us anything that would propel us beyond the highs that we saw just a matter of days ago. Soybean meal manages to stand in, but I'm also starting to see its cash market soften. And that's been the stalwart of the soybean market, try to keep it alive. Bean oil, you're at the whims of the crude oil market. You're at the whims of the palm oil market. Palm oil just had a very bearish report the other day. You know, crude oil, well, you know, look at the crude oil price. It's the lowest it's been since, what, 2021? So, you know, I question where can bean oil go? So, bottom line, the entire ag sector, it's like, I'm not holding my breath for anything on the upside.
Tom Fritz, Market Analysis. Tom is with EFG Group. On the Hat Wednesday Farm Market Review, fractionally higher in corn at the close of trade. December, 404 and three quarters, up a half cent. March up a quarter, 423 and a half. May up a half cent, 435. November beans, $10 and a half cent, a gain of three and a quarter. January, 1019, up three and three quarters. March, 1034, up four. And a nickel higher on December wheat, 579 and a quarter. The meats also ended on the plus side. October live cattle, 176.95, up 62. $1.20 better for October lean hogs, 79.75. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.